today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When you decided to change out of something and put on something else, what did you actually do? When you made the decision to put off something, who removed it, you or someone else? Does anyone change your clothes for you? Does anyone take your shoes off for you? There are a lot of things people will and can do for you. Then there are those things you will have to do for yourself. When you decided to go to college, did you send someone else in your place? I'm quite sure you wish you could have sent someone else to that chemistry or statistics class. I'm sure you wish someone could have attended that hermeneutics or apologetics class for you. In life, there will be times when people will be able to take or put things off for you. But when it comes to living to live again, you will have to do this for yourself. Putting off the old man is something only you can do. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24, it is written, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walked in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. No matter what anyone has told you prior to you having a clear understanding of the scripture, you are the only one who can put off the old man. You are the only one who can crucify him. You are the only one who really knows who the old man is. We know and see what he does because his works are evident, but you know him intimately. Since you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you now know the old man is not who God created you to be. So you have to put him off, crucify him, eulogize him, and bury him. The conduct of the old man is contrary to the new man who is created in Christ Jesus. God has given you the power to put off your former conduct, the old man. Today is the day that he must die. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.